This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1123, How a Vocabulary Can Ruin Your Task Achievement Score.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you'll find out how students ruin their Task 1 scores on every exam by making these simple mistakes. Hear example sentences that lower Task 1 scores and get the solution for increasing to a 7 or higher.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going?
Great. I had the coolest thing happen this last weekend. I met a new friend for coffee. She's doing this project that's sort of like comedy skits, and I'm interested. So I sort of tried out, and I'm going to maybe be in a couple of them. But
fun!
The coolest thing happened. She's just like a mom from near where I live. Turns out we found out we're both fluent in French. She was an au pair in France.
No way.
And I've really been trying to find a friend with whom I could practice French. So we, like, as soon as we found out, we're in this little coffee shop and switched to French and then just chatted in French the whole
That's
time. And it
amazing.
Made my month. I was so excited to have a language exchange partner who's also a friend that I'm going to get together with anyway.
Yeah.
It was so dreamy. I loved it.
You know, guys, that reminds me that we are having a share contest this month for the podcast, guys. allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest. You can experience this love that Aubrey has experienced, guys. Who do you know that's studying English? Who would you like to know that is studying English? You can text or email your personal link to share the IELTS Energy Podcast, guys, with old friends and new friends. And you could just share this link on in any group you belong to on social media. The more people that click on your link, you have a chance to win. There's two prizes. Aubrey, what are the two prizes that students can win in this contest?
So first is free transcripts for a month. And second is a 15-minute one-on-one chat with one of us, the All Ears English team, which those are the most fun chats. You can use them any way you want. We could do a mock speaking test, mock speaking questions, go over an essay, or just chat, answer any questions you have about the IELTS exam. This is very valuable time. So I hope that you share it with everyone you can, everyone you know, so you can increase your chances of winning.
Yeah, so go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest and sign up to be an IELTS Energy Ambassador. It takes like 2 minutes, guys. It's so easy. And then you have your personal link and you just share it as much as you want to. All right, sweet. So today we're talking about some high-level writing mistakes. And I say high level because these are students who have studied how to analyze a graph, how to write about it, what kind of impressive vocabulary that we should be using, but they're still not putting all of these strategies together correctly, right? So we're going to talk about some really important issues that stand in the way of you guys getting a 7 or higher on writing task 1.
Exactly. So this is more about this essay that these mistakes are pulled from was an academic task 1 essay. But I do see students make these same mistakes on general training letters. So the strategies we're teaching you definitely apply to all IELTS writing.
For sure. All right. So the basic problem that we're going to dive into here in some of these mistake sentences that we'll correct is that students aren't taking the time to really think about what these numbers are. And that's something that makes students get 6 or lower all the time, every Saturday, guys. So it's like, you have to take a couple minutes before you start writing to look at this graph, to understand what these numbers are telling you. What do these numbers represent? Is it representing money? Is it representing people? Is it representing products? Right? Like, you have to know what these numbers are, or you're not going to write about them correctly.
Yes, exactly. And if you have written lots of practice essays, and if you get a chart or a graph that looks a lot like one you've written, it's so tempting to sort of assume it's the same essay and write it, but this one's different. And maybe it's expenditures, you know, money spent instead of people. And this can destroy your score because you're not describing numbers correctly and you're writing about the wrong thing.
Yeah, exactly. So if you use words incorrectly, like Aubrey said, this can also impact not just your vocab score, but your task score, because you're not reporting the numbers correctly, just like Aubrey said. I just repeated what you just said.
But still, all right, sometimes it's good to hear it two different ways. That is for me too sometimes, because people learn differently. So every time one of us repeats, I think that might be really helpful because you know, you restate it another way and there may be listeners out there. Oh, now I get it. Now I understand. Right?
Totally. All right. So let's get into that first sentence. Aubrey, can you read that first sentence?
Okay. So the first sentence was their overall trend. Overall, the number of nuts and legumes plunged while the amount of the other three categories climbed. The problem here, guys, is that on this chart, what really plunged and climbed was the amount of money spent on those foods, right? So this is inaccurate to say the number of nuts and legumes purchased plunged, because maybe not. Maybe you're buying more expensive ones and you're actually buying more, but it's actually about the money spent.
Right. We don't know the cost per
nut. We don't know.
We don't know. this mistake, reporting incorrectly in the overall trend, would bring it down to at most a 5 for task achievement, because this overall trend, it's present, but it's wrong, right? You're not describing stuff correctly. So we can't just say the number does this, the number does that. Like, what is the number? We have to think about this. You can't just say the number all the time because it's not going to always be correct. All right. What is the next mistake, Aubrey?
Okay. So for the second one, the sentence was regarding meat, beverages, and produce. In 2010, the quantity of drinks began remarkably declined with about 30 euros. So I'm guessing you guys hear something's off. That sentence didn't make sense to you. Now I can see the vocabulary the student is trying to use, which is a very high level way to describe the way these numbers are changing, to say remarkably declined or markedly declined, right? Noticeably. These are high level words, but if you use them incorrectly, suddenly the meaning of your sentence is totally lost. Hi, guys. Thanks for listening. If you love the IELTS Energy podcast, think about anyone out there who might also love it and might not know about it. Who do you know who's learning English, possibly studying for IELTS, or just could use the great vocab that we teach in a lot of our episodes? Share it with them today. Go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest, and you'll be registered to be an ambassador, and you can enter to win fun prizes. So sign up today, guys, allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest.
So let's be clear here what we're describing. This is actually a question in Three Keys IELTS, and it has 4 different types of consumables, right? Nuts, legumes, meat, drinks, and produce, which is fruit and vegetables. And those 4 categories, it's reported the amount spent, the number of euros spent on each of these things over time, right? So that's what we are trying to describe here. So what is the mistake contained in this sentence? What is incorrect about this? There's a grammar mistake, right? Began remarkably declined. It should be declining. What is another mistake in here?
This is the same as the original mistake, right? That we're still describing the quantity of drinks being purchased when actually it's the quantity of money that was spent, right? The expenditures is what declined.
This is such an easy mistake to make. I see students making this mistake all the time, like the amount bought.
Yep.
That's also not exactly correct, because you're still saying like the amount of this product people bought, not how much they spent. right? That's two totally different types of numbers. Okay, I believe there's one more sentence that we can learn from Aubrey.
Yes. So the sentence was regarding meat, beverages, and produce in 2010. Oh, this is the same sentence. Just realized I put the same sentence, but with the second problem. So this last one, this is where it's the grammar error that we were going to talk about, right? Categories marked with about. Again, so we have remarkably declined. And then the rest of the sentence said, whereas the other two categories marked with about 60 euros. So again, a grammar issue where the student is trying to use markedly to mean noticeably, impressively, right? Dramatically increased. And this is a very high level word, but again, used incorrectly here, doesn't make sense and lowers your vocabulary score.
And we're missing the most important piece of information, right? Like, is it a noticeable increase or decrease there? It's not clear. I'm assuming decline because that's what he said in the previous clause, but it's not clear. So I want to point out something the student is doing very well, though. This would be the first sentence in a body paragraph, and he has a great transition slash topic phrase in the beginning regarding meat, beverages, and produce in 2010. This is something a lot of students do not remember to do. Guys, at the beginning of every body paragraph in your task one essay, you need to have a transition phrase, turning to, regarding to, as to, and then the topic of that paragraph, which is the group of numbers you will write about in that paragraph, right? And then you dive into the first noticeable number, highest, lowest, whatever you're talking about in that paragraph. So I want to say that this person's doing that very well.
Yes, very well.
Yeah, so we just need to take an extra minute to proofread, I believe. The student would be able to identify issues after getting some feedback. Now this person can proofread their own essays and be like, okay, I need to add this word or this is not correct.
Yes, exactly. And if you want to hear a fix for the end of that sentence, you could instead say, whereas the other two categories reported 60 euros for meat and 70 euros for fruits and vegetables. Right? And this is another thing to keep in mind. I know we mentioned this a lot, but I'll see students just say the same word produce over and over and over and over. Think of different ways to say that, right? Even saying fruits and vegetables, those words might be a little common, but it's better than saying produce time and again.
Totally, totally. That's a really good point. One last way, guys, to make sure that you are meeting the requirements for a high task achievement score is to make sure that every number in your essay is identified and necessary. So for example, here, by saying 60 euros for meat and 70 euros for fruit and vegetables, why are those numbers important? Right? You need to label every number in there, or else the examiner has to look back at the question and be like, why are you telling me this? You don't want to make the examiner look back at the question, right? So the grammar has to be correct. The vocab has to be correct, but then the ideas have to be correct as well, meaning you can only report the most important numbers and you have to tell me very directly why these numbers are important.
Yeah, such a good point, right? That original sentence should just say marked with about 60 to 70 euros. We don't understand what you mean, what category the examiner would have to look at to the chart to make sure those are correct and might have a hard time finding them because the category is not labeled. You want it to be so clear and easy for the examiner to see exactly what you're talking about. And yep, your numbers are correct in order to get that 7 or higher for your task score.
Exactly. The more simple, the better, guys. The reader should never have to stop reading to think about what you're saying any of your writing, letter, task one, task two. It all has to be so direct that the reader has no trouble understanding what you're saying and why you're saying it. Okay, enough about that. Aubrey, thanks for talking about writing today. And what do we want students to do? What is that IELTS contest again?
Yes, you guys, we want you to share the podcast. Go to allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest to sign up to be an ambassador. And you enter to win fun prizes the more people you share it with. So go
exactly, guys. We'll be announcing the winner at the beginning of 2022. So you still have time. allearsenglish.com/IELTS contest. All right, Aubrey. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.